Hey everyone, this is Meredith Eisenberg with Solo Biz Bites, and today we are going to talk about the not-so-magical magic secret to getting more sales, and that is follow-up. So you've sent your solo email and you've made a couple of sales. That's awesome, but now this is like the really important part. The very worst thing you can do is send your sales email out into the universe and then never mention the offer to your audience again. And I know that sounds like really crazy, but you'd be surprised at how many of my clients do this when they first start doing email marketing. They think that they only have one chance at bat to try to make the home run. Now, you've spent a lot of time and effort warming up your list, creating and reviewing a product, writing a great solo email, you know, and that's a lot of work, and hopefully you've made some sales. But the way to continue to make sales is to write at least one follow-up email on your offer. And so, you know, our lives are really busy and your community's lives are busy too. And so there's a good chance that, you know, they, even if they saw when the email came through and they read it and they were like, wow, this is something great. But then something happens, you know, the dog barks, the kid needs their attention. They get a phone call. And so even if they had the best of intentions to get back to it, check out the offer, they got busy, slipped their mind. This happens to everyone all the time. And so you don't really want your readers to miss out on whatever it was that you were offering them. So send them a gentle reminder. It doesn't have to be pushy, like the original solo email. Just let them know that the offer is still available. This is a great opportunity to help overcome objections, to answer questions, and to really clarify what it is that you're trying to promote to them. So you may have gotten some questions as a result of your solo email. That's really awesome if you do, because it shows that people are interested and engaged. And so read those emails and sort of try to read between the lines and see what the question really is there. So once you find out about your subscribers' objections and questions, you can use the follow-up email to help address and overcome them. So for example, if they're worried about the investment of the product and whether or not it's going to be worth the money, point them to a guarantee or share some case studies of how it's been used successfully. If they're concerned about not being able to implement something, maybe you can create a bonus that helps them to do just that. So maybe there's something that you can do to partner with them to take advantage of the offer. You know that they're interested or they wouldn't have taken the time to email you. So if you can answer people's objections, you're more likely to make the sale. And plus the other thing is that a lot of people won't ask the question, but they'll have the question. So by answering people's questions in a follow-up email, that's a great way to get those people too. And if nobody writes you with questions, that's fine. Go ahead and think of what your objections would be and answer those questions in a follow-up email. So, you know, by doing this, and if you send it a day or two after your solo, you can actually get some additional sales from that. Since you're already familiar with the material and the offer, it won't take you long to write. And so if you get in the habit of doing this kind of follow-up, it will increase your bottom line over time. The other thing that I highly suggest that you do is go ahead and send your original solo email out again to the people who didn't open it the first time with a different subject line, because that way you can catch the people who didn't read it and increase your conversion rate overall with that. So if you want help with this, and if you want us to kind of work this through with you one-on-one, I highly recommend our coached program, solobizhacker.com/listgrow. And I will see you guys tomorrow for more email marketing tips and tricks.